The Dayton neighborhood in which Harriet Parker and her husband Oscar live has neatly trimmed lawns and block after block of ranch-style houses. She's raised four children in this well-kept home.
Get yourself clothes on, baby. Your mama's on her way after you.
Now, she watches her young grandchildren there during the week. She's not sure how long she'll be able to continue helping her kids with daycare, especially after she received this letter.
This is Dear Mr. and Mrs. Parker, this letter is to remind you that the final balloon payment is nearing the due date. The amount of the balloon payment was disclosed in the Truth in Lending Statement at origination as $91,788.27.
The Parkers paid off their original mortgage, but about 10 years ago, they took out a $100,000 home equity loan to make some improvements. So payments she's been making over the last decade have barely made a dent.
I, like, went ballistic. What do they mean? You know, so I gave them a call.
You can probably guess what happened next. Her loan had been packaged up and sold to investors, and she didn't get very far trying to get in touch with the right people.
When you call them, you never get the same person. You know, I've tried to correspond, and I've talked to a person, and say she'll say, well, my name is Cora, you know, and then if I need to call back and I ask to speak to Cora, they say, well, we can help you. Then they come and tell me something totally different.
Frustrated, she turned to a group she read about in the local paper. It's called County Core, which tries to help people like her before it's too late.
And I said, well, at least let me give them a call and see if they can help, or at least direct me. And that's when I got hold to Stephanie here.
Stephanie Evans is a mortgage counselor for County Core. Lately, it's been pretty busy for Stephanie.
Hello, you have reached the voicemail box of Stephanie Evans. Due to the large volume of calls,
compared to last year, Stephanie's workload has doubled.
Call people within 24 hours.
She thumbs through Harriet's loan documents.
There's one page, two pages, three pages, four pages long, double-sided. So you're talking eight pages, and it looks like this might be about an 8-font print.
And the paperwork is full of what Stephanie calls legalese. Also, she says that when it comes to your home, emotions are involved, and lenders may take advantage of that.
They know that. When you're signing those papers, they know that. So it's like, let's hurry up and do this. She's an intelligent person. She's going to read it. She knows what she's getting into. And she is an intelligent person. And she did read some of it, but you're overwhelmed with the amount of paperwork. And that is where the trap comes in, because in that little tiny fine print was where that information was at.
The good news is that Harriet got to County Court before it was too late, and Stephanie thinks she can help the Parkers restructure their mortgage. Others aren't so lucky.
I get people who walk in and they hand me a briefcase. Literally, there may be 24 pieces of mail that they haven't opened.
Stephanie says when people wait and ignore the problem, there's not much she can do.
I have some people who are extremely depressed over this. I have people who just point blank tell me that if I can't stay here, I might as well end everything, because that's all they know.
At the end of her day, Stephanie gets on a bus that takes her from downtown Dayton to her home in the historic Dayton View neighborhood. She says her clients stay with her, even after her work is done.
That's what makes this so hard as a counselor, because I hear the stories and I know what's happening in some of the neighborhoods, and then I have to come home every day and actually live that.
What she means is that her neighborhood has problems too. She's able to make her mortgage payments, but many of the homes around her are empty and in foreclosure.
Look at these houses. Governor Cox lived on this street at one time as a kid. That house was on the National Historic Register.
I mean, it almost seems like half of the houses on here
are gone now.
And they're beautiful.
They are.
She moved into her four-bedroom home back in 1987, and for a while, her house steadily increased in value. But that's not the case anymore. Every time a home on this street goes into foreclosure, her property value goes down. Stephanie says when she gets home, she locks the doors and pulls down the blinds so she doesn't have to be reminded of her own problems.
I'd say that if I see one more empty house on my block, I'm probably underwater.
which means the house will be worth less than what she paid for it. She's worried, she says, because she's counting on the equity in her home for her future.
You buy a house in hopes that the value will appreciate over time so that that becomes the asset that starts to build the wealth for the family. And if it starts to depreciate, I'm not going to be able to hand that to my kids.
What if someone that was in your situation came to you and said, I'm concerned about this. What advice would you give yourself, I guess, essentially?
First is, hang in there. Second, the best thing you can do is continue to maintain your asset and hold on to it as long as you can. But also, don't stick your head in the sand when it gets toward the end and wait too late to get out.
Stephanie pauses for a moment, and she says she's still thinking about Harriet Parker. No matter what happens, maybe, she says, it's all for the best.
Even though it's not what you originally thought of, life is about changes. Life is about surviving those changes. And anybody can do that.
Back at Harriet Parker's house, her grandson plays video games while waiting for his mother. And Harriet Parker sits in her dining room, thinking about her own future and the future of her children and her grandchildren.
Like I told the kids, I said, Mama, this is the only home that we know. And I said, well, to me, home is where the heart is. And I said, if we're all together in a one-room shack, that's home. I wanted a home so that you would have some place that I could raise you. And we've done that. And we'll be okay.
Harriet says she loves her home, and she's put a lot into it over the years. And at this point, she's hopeful she'll be able to stay. For WYSO, I'm Emily McCord.